price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This is your Thunder Country weather update for all of southern Iowa. Our Tuesday is going to become increasingly cloudy. A steady temperature throughout the day, around 75 degrees. That's a big change. For your Wednesday, sunny skies, 81 for the high, 82 for your Thursday high, and Friday, 80 degrees for your high. Saturday, it's going to get as warm as 78 degrees.
Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country, brought to you by People's State Bank and Albia. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now, live from high atop the square in downtown Albia, Just Start Talking.
Hi, everybody. I'm Pat Powers, the news director here at KIIC. We're doing our edition of Just Start Talking here. I am, of course, with Sarah Long. Sarah, welcome into the studio here.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us today.
Happy to be here.
Absolutely. As we get into this, tell us a little bit about your younger years. Growing up, where'd you grow up? What did you like to do?
Born and raised here in Albia. Went to school, graduated here from Albia High School in 97, which is unbelievable at this point, but so I had great classmates, great teachers, all of my friends, you know, some are still here, some have moved out of state, a couple are out of the country, but just I had a great childhood here. We rode our bikes everywhere. It was the age before technology and before all the gaming systems and things, and so before social media, of course, so we were on our bikes. We played a lot of softball and rode our bikes everywhere and just and at the pool every day, all day. School was great. Sports were great. I did play a few sports. I rode the bench a lot. Pat, I'm not going to lie. I was always on the bench, but I had fun.
So, well, that's the main thing. Yeah. You know, kids need to realize that not everybody's going to be the starters, but they are part of the team, and that's a good feeling to have. Talk about those sports real quick. Which ones were you involved with?
I played volleyball, softball. I was on student council. I was a member of the art club. And I'll get into that a little bit later because I was always a little interested there, but I wasn't really involved as much as I could have been. And looking back, I kind of wish that I would have absorbed more of that. I think in high school then, my friends and I decided it was our senior year and we would try to do every sport that was offered because it was our last chance. So we played tennis. And I did hurdles, and I fell, and I never played a match of tennis the whole time I was involved. But again, it was part of the experience, it kind of trying to expand and experience everything that we could that we while we were in school. I was also in drama. I loved being in drama. I loved being part of the newspaper in the school, journalism. I really tried to be involved in a lot of different things. I'm still that way, but I really think that I have always been that way. Just tried to get a taste of a lot of different things.
And so, I think a lot more people need to have that mindset.
Absolutely.
While you're rolling through life, you got one shot, you're going to take them all. So that's
absolutely
really cool.
Absolutely. That's kind of the way I like to live. I used to have a sign in my house that said, "Live large." And to me, and that might mean different things to different people, but to me that just meant we do have one chance. And even if it's something that you think maybe you wouldn't be good at or something that maybe you wouldn't see yourself following through with and keeping going throughout your life, it's still a neat experience, such as tennis for me. I don't think I'll ever play again, and if I do, I don't know how good I'll be at it, but I'm glad that I was part of the team when I was a senior in high school. So,
post-secondary school or no?
Yes, I attended DMAC in Des Moines, and lived in Des Moines, and studied psychology and sociology, then went on to do some medical transcription And I was able to work from home when I had children. So it was really, really important to me to be able to do that. And from medical transcription and before that and even after that, I did a little bit of activity directing at the long-term care centers. And I, no matter what I've done career-wise, there's always been an element of something artistic or fun intertwined with that. And activity directing was one of those things. So in long-term care, an activity director, you know, keeps people going mentally and physically and provides them with entertainment and opportunities for learning and growth while they are receiving care. And I tried to make that as fun as possible for everyone. I mean, even the staff at the facilities were involved in those things. I used to dress up as Cupid and hand out Valentines, and we had National Hot Dog Day, and that's part of the whimsy, I guess I'd say, and the artistry that is just always been in my soul. So,
well, that's what caught my eye was the very first time I saw you at People's State Bank, and I approached you with my business card, and I said I need to talk to you. And the reason why you caught my eye was because you were painting on the window, and I honestly can't remember what it was at this particular time, but I think we're getting ready for restoration days, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
But that grabbed my attention because the pictures that you were painting and creating were so lifelike. Talk about getting into that realm of being a painter for windows.
There's a little bit of a journey to get to the window point. Mm-hmm. I have to shout out the coffee grounds because the coffee grounds and First Iowa State Bank were the first windows that I painted. The coffee grounds being the first one to reach out to me and say, you know, what you're doing or what you've done. I painted my own window at home. Is how that came about. I had an interest in it, and I thought, I wonder if I can do this. And when I wonder if I can do something, I'm going to push myself to learn how to do that and take myself through that process and learn, you know, trial and error, what works and research it and that kind of thing. So I had painted something on my window at home, and the coffee grounds reached out to me and said, we really like that. And we're opening, it was in the fall, and we would love to have you paint our windows. And I was shaking like a leaf. I was just like, what if this happens? What if this happens? What if the paint runs down? What if I, you know, all of the things in my head. And then something that sticks with me because of that experience mostly is it's just paint. I keep saying, I still say that to myself. I said it yesterday. It's just paint. Sometimes I can look at a window or look at a canvas or look at a wall and think, what if I mess this up? What if I... And then I say, it's just paint. So I put my earbuds in and I got my supplies set up at the coffee grounds, and it happened to be homecoming. So there was kids everywhere coming in and out, but it was the best weather we had for the window. So I put my earbuds in and I just let myself, I trusted my own self and I trusted the process, and I just let myself paint, and it turned out wonderful, and that's where it started. People were reaching out to me. I've done, I think, 17 windows since that last fall.
For our edition of What's Up Albia, I have Sarah Long with us, and Sarah grew up here in Albia, and she's a well-known commissioned painter, and from that, the second time I saw you was in front of First Iowa State Bank, and you were doing the mural of the Beatles, and I cannot get past stick figures in terms of my ability to draw, but you were creating something, and I cannot comprehend how you were able to get the scale of the drawing of the people and make it so that the people on the street can see what it is without stopping the car and getting out and looking. Talk about that.
Well, I'll start by saying I painted Paul McCartney on my own window about 17 times. So. And then I scraped him off, and I put him back on, and I scraped him off. Because what happens is, I mean, you really just have to get a feel for the scale. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because what I would do is paint his head and his face, and it would turn out perfect, but that I didn't have enough room for his whole body. So it's trial. A lot of it, a lot of what I do, because I'm self-taught, is trial and error. So I just painted him over and over again in order to get the feel and get it in my brain about how big his head needed to be and about how high up off of the window ledge it needed to be. So trial and error. And we have really big windows at home, thank goodness. So I just paint those things up all the time.
It's great to see. And sometimes, you know, you get tricks of the trade. I'm not saying you cheated, but you had a piece of tape at the bottom to mm-hmm. have your starting point where everything would be level mm-hmm. for their feet. And mm-hmm. so that's a trick to the trade that you've learned yourself then, right?
Yes. And I keep saying, I need to buy a level. I don't even have a level. So I eyeball it. Because you're not going to come out with a level. If you come out with a level, then I'm in trouble. But if it looks good to my eye, it's going to look good to the passersby. And I don't feel on my windows or my artwork yet that I have to be that precise. If I do, then I will be. But I have little tricks that I use. That's one of them. I draw on my window with watered down paint, draw the outline. And it wipes off really easy. If I need to switch something up, I can do that. So, yeah, there's lots of little things I've learned. I also measure with painter's tape. I measured the size of John Lennon's head with painter's tape, and I wrote John Lennon on the tape, and that's my mark. So when I go to Paul McCartney, I can make Paul's head about the size of the it's just the way that I do things. It's what works for me. It might not be the most professional, but we got it done.
I'm talking with Sarah Long. She's our guest here on What's Up, Albia. Another great thing that I've noticed with your painting, Sarah, and that you have also on the website that you have, you've have all sorts of other materials. On metal, you've done canvas as well, and now windows. Talk about the togetherness of paint versus the material that you're on. It can't be the same, right?
It isn't, and I kind of like that because it gives me a lot of different texture, a lot of different experiments that I can do. So I've painted on everything. I've painted on a cowboy hat case. I've painted on metal. I have painted on wood, siding, paper, a paper sack from Hy-Vee. I've painted on everything. And they all give different results, which is great. There are, of course, different types of paint, and some things need to be primed first. But painting on wood, if I were to paint a portrait of Jesus on wood, it's got an immense amount of texture and character that it almost paints itself or adds into the painting because of the nature of the wood. If I were to paint that same portrait of Jesus on a canvas, I would have to add a lot of that in. Or if I didn't, it changes the portrait completely. So it depends on, I think, the vibe you're going for and the aesthetic that you're looking for. And honestly, I know when someone wants something, what would be the best object to paint on for that space.
What's been your favorite painting in your mind that you'd like to have done or have done?
Probably the Statue of Liberty that I just completed for the P.O. Box restaurant in Oskaloosa. Because it's got so much of my soul in that piece. But that's a hard question to answer because there are so many. I mean, one time I painted a watercolor poppy on a little piece of paper just practicing, and it was beautiful, and it's framed in my home. So it depends on, you know, it's kind of a loaded question. I have favorites because they're all different. The Statue of Liberty that I just completed that was a mixed media piece for the P.O. Box. There's a lot more that goes into some of those pieces than just sitting at my table painting with a, you know, a little bit of watercolor. I went and rifled for hours through postcards and postage and old letters and maps to find the pieces that would really represent what the P.O. Box was looking for, which is, you know, the history of the mail service, the United States, history of mail in the United States. And I wanted something that was a lot to look at. And I think I really captured that, and I really pushed myself with my skills because I'm just learning every piece that I create. I learn as I go. So I'm really proud of that one, but I just really think it looks neat too. I like how it turned out.
For my edition of Just Start Talking, I'm chatting with Sarah Long, and Sarah, describe this Statue of Liberty. We talking a 3-foot painting? Is it 5 foot? Is it lifelike? how large is it?
It is 24 by 24. I completed that piece for the space that they were looking for. So it's at one piece of what's called a diptych, which is two pieces that go together. And they are similar. One has an eagle painted on it, and then the Statue of Liberty is painted on the other one. And 24 by 24 is a nice, good-sized canvas. It's a high-profile canvas, so it's thicker. It sticks out from the wall more, and I love those because they're rich. And I just really like the look of different colors of paint, different glazes, different abstract marks that you make in there. I really tried to pull things in really mixed media. So it's got a piece of bubble wrap in there. It's got a piece of shipping tape in there. It's got a piece of shipping paper that's crumpled up and posted on there. It's got stamps, an old postcard. It actually has part of a shoe print from my partner's son, Trevor, who is the local mailman here in town. And I wanted to include his shoe print in there as part of an abstract. If you looked at it, it wouldn't be a complete shoe print. No one would know that. But I know that that's his shoes that he delivers the mail in. And so it really made it really neat for me to include stuff like that. I love opening my mind and trying to find very odd things that I can include in those pieces. So
tell folks where they can view your works. I'm sure there's a website that you have. Talk about that.
I am on numerous social media sites. My Facebook page, just general Sarah Long. Most of those albums that I post to on there, I keep public, so you don't have to friend me or add me as a friend. If you don't wish, you can just go there and look at those as public. Instagram, Sarah Long Art on Instagram. And then I really don't use TikTok for my art much, and I'm kind of not very... I'm working on creating more content for social media because I'm in the zone when I'm creating, and I really don't want to worry about, you know, what I'm creating for social media. I'm not to that point yet. Maybe I will be, maybe I just won't ever be. But the most important thing is my artwork, and then I can showcase it when it's finished. But Facebook and Instagram would be... I also have an art page on Facebook, Art by Sarah Long. Those are some of my older commissions and things. So I'm working on getting a website built and kind of combining all of that into one place. So that's kind of under construction right now.
Now, you're not just single in terms of painting. You have a cornucopia of other items you do. You're good in gardening. You're a foodie as well.
Yes.
You enjoy cooking as well.
Yes.
Let's get into that gardening aspect.
Wow. That happened accidentally. I'm so happy about it. It has brought so much joy to my life. It brings so much joy to others. Basically, last year, I have always had a garden. We've always had vegetables, and I always experiment. My garden changes every year. Some people plant the same things and know what they like and know what they do best. I don't have a clue. I like to try everything. So my garden changes from year to year. And last year I thought, you know, I just want to create myself a little horseshoe area where I can go out and sit in the morning and drink coffee surrounded by these flowers. So I researched the flowers that grew the biggest and tallest and most colorful, which turned out to be cosmos, zinnias, sunflowers, those kind of things. And I just sprinkled out a bunch of seeds. And I thought, well, those probably aren't going to grow, but they were cheap. And I had 4 million flowers last year. Every one of them grew. Every single one of them grew. So that's where it started. And I thought, what am I going to do with all these flowers? I had a bouquet in every room. So I decided to start selling some. And it took off. So this year I've invested in some more high-end flowers and planted more. I don't drink coffee out there, though, because by the time I get up in the morning and look at all the garden work I have to do, I don't want to be out there. I'm kind of tired of it. And I like to deliver them to people who need them for anniversaries, birthdays, on a whim. Sometimes I just deliver some just because they just bring so much joy.
It is a nice gesture to get flowers, that's for darn sure. Yeah. So let's go into the avenue of being a foodie. You did the works up there in Oskaloosa at the old post office, but lo and behold, you had some food there as well. Talk about that experience.
That was the best part for me. I cook a lot. I like to challenge myself also in the kitchen. I like to make, most people will have spaghetti and garlic bread. Well, we'll have spaghetti with homemade sauce from our tomatoes, and then we'll have garlic bread and salad and tiramisu. I just love, it's also a love language for me. It's how I show people I care. If I feed you, that's how I love you and take care of you. So working at the P.O. Box, I started with their mural a few months ago before even the work was even done inside, and I was anxious for them to build their menu, and I've been working on pieces, bringing them in, and they had their soft opening, and I was able to try. I ordered 4 things right that myself. I was there by myself, and I ordered 4 entire entrees because I was wanting to support them and try the best. And every time I'm there, I try something different, and it's amazing. I love all different cultures of food. I also love real food from little shanties in towns we visit and little shacks on the, on the East Coast, where I've had fresh seafood that aren't anything special. I don't think food is ever going to be something that I am not utterly obsessed with.
That's good to have.
Yeah. And I had a cupcake business for a long time before I started even painting, and I sold 60-some different varieties of cupcakes, and I haven't baked in a while, but people still ask for them. And it's a really great way for me, once again, to show them that I love them, and it's a joy.
How cool is that? We're talking with Sarah Long for our edition of Just Start Talking today, and one other item that we need to talk about is you have daily notes on Facebook as well, and it's something that gives people some inspiration and some positivity. Talk about that.
I think we all need that anyway. There's so much going on, especially now in the world, and there are so many things that we could, talk about that are wrong, and so much that we could focus on that we're all a little anxious about, and even in our own lives. I really think it's just the way you look at it. You've got to continue to rise up, and you've got to continue to focus on the good, and you've just got to keep going. Joy comes in the morning. So I have that hanging in my kitchen, joy comes in the morning, because after a good night's sleep, and I like sleep as well. So after a good night's sleep, things look differently, and I need those positive reminders for myself. I want to put those out into the world, because if one person sees that and thinks, she's right, this is just a temporary situation, or I can get through this, or, you know, I'm going to go out and make somebody feel good today. That's like my purpose in life. That's the reason I'm here.
Off air, you were talking about your ability of painting, and the question was asked if anybody inspired you growing up, but you said no, but you really feel that you have a God-given talent, and talk about that.
I do. And I do need to backtrack a little bit, because a lot of my classmates before and even some after me had Connie Young as an art teacher in Albee High School, and she, I was thinking about her on the way here this morning, because I wasn't art focused at that time in my life when I was in her class, and I wish I would have been. But no matter what we created, I have this painting at my parents' house that is absurd, and it's full of muddy paint and weird marks, and it was just more of an experiment, I think, for me when I was 15 years old. And I can remember her today sitting down with me and saying, this part is really great. This is really great. This is what you could have done differently here. And she was always kind and always encouraging. So I think probably if there was someone that taught me that you can look at a piece of art and not just feel terrible about how it turned out, but rather pick out the good things, it would have been Connie Young. I do believe, and I have said before, I've even probably posted before, that I feel like I am doing what I was meant to do. I bring joy to people. I paint pets that have passed on. I paint portraits of people who've passed on. I paint flowers in places to just bring a spark of joy. I paint a window for people to drive by and feel joy. And I feel like that's my purpose. Yeah.
And in life, that's all we can ask for, is to do what we are meant to do here in life.
Absolutely.
I've been talking with Sarah Long for my edition of Just Start Talking. And as everybody can do, you can watch this all over again or listen to it all over again on www.kiicradio.com. Select the audio vault at the top banner, and then on the right side, you can find this edition of Just Start Talking. Sarah, thank you so much for being with
thank
us
you,
here
Sam.
On Just Start Talking.
Thank you.
So forget the tears. I never cried. Lord, I bet somebody lied.
Ricky Van Shelton this afternoon as we're going through the question of the day. 30% of people say they feel guilty if they do this when dining out. What do you think the answer is? No, it's not, not splitting the check. It's not that. That's a great guess.
Subway station. It's 10 stories to my desk in the smoggy sky. But after 5, I'm headed home to heaven, to an easy world. There ain't nothing like the love of a small town. And the sound of her sweet voice calling. Country station on the kitchen radio. That's how I know there's still a little magic in this crazy world. There ain't nothing like the love of a small town girl.
She makes the city.